So let's turn directly now to the heart of storytelling. What makes a story essentially a story? Now, remember, what I'm about to cover isn't the art of story writing, but the art of storytelling. This is a simple blueprint that you can keep in mind to help polish all your stories. If you have a better blueprint, by all means use this, but this is one I have found to be incredibly useful for both myself and all of my students to understand the nature of storytelling. You see, the thing about stories is that there is an unconscious formula that we're very well aware of. We know how to recognize a story when it exists, and we know when it's not there. I'll give you an example. If I said to you, for example, I was walking through a forest and I went home, is that a story? Well, no. Maybe the beginnings or the possibility of one, but not really. There's something missing. So what's the next point? Well, let's try and refine this a little bit. I was walking through a forest, suddenly a little rabbit jumps out at me, then I decide to walk home. Is that a story? Well, yes, that's more of a story. But there's still something missing, isn't there? So let's try this. I was walking through the forest when suddenly a little bunny rabbit jumps out at me and says, "Please, mister, don't let the dog get me." I decide I can't let this poor thing suffer, so I pick it up and I say, "Don't worry, little fella, I'll protect you." Suddenly, a dog comes running out. It's a tiny little pee-wee Herman of a dog. And I look at it and laugh and say, "Hey, you want to mess with my friend? You're going to mess with me." The poor little dog turned tail and ran so quickly. Then I went home with my bunny, and now we're best friends. Now, if I ask you that's a story, that may not be what in your mind is a tremendous work of art, but you recognize the essence of a story within it. It feels complete. Your unconscious mind has recognized all the wayposts that makes a story. So what are these wayposts? Well, the first one is there's some kind of routine. I was walking through a forest. Is a routine. Then we need to have a break in that routine. So whilst I was walking through the forest, suddenly a bunny rabbit jumps out at me. Now we have the routine that's been broken. The third step is that someone needs to become altered. Someone's got to be emotionally affected and impacted by the whole event. In this case, it was myself when I said I'd look after the bunny rabbit and scared off the dog. So the three pillars of storytelling are really important. Create a routine, somehow break the routine in the middle of its flow, and finally, some of the characters have to be altered as a result of the story, otherwise there's no payoff. Now, there's a secret fourth pillar, which isn't strictly speaking necessary, but if you include it, becomes a huge payoff. This fourth pillar is called reincorporation. When you introduce an item or an idea or something seemingly meaningless at the beginning, and you come back to it at the end, there's a huge payoff.